Basque, Spain. Several feet of snow descended on October 31st, catching Basque farmers and their sheep quite off guard. This amount of snow, and this early in the season, is practically unheard of in the modern climate record. Herd casualties across the whole of Europe are already exceeding historic records. In France, the day before, record snowfall weighed down on the trees, which are still full of leaves. Many were damaged. But the record snows in Europe still don't compare at all to the breadth of the record snows in North America. It's quite incredible.
A lot of you will be doing this in the days to come. Yes, shoveling some snow. Don't you wish you could shovel this quickly? And as we look out our windows, we're going to see more of this. That's because we've got some cold air that's coming down across the center of the country, and we're going to be following some snow.
Indeed, across the U.S. and Canada, records are falling, both low temperature and snow records, because of that
cold air.
And it is not abating. From the Washington Post, quote, "An unusually early blast of record cold and snow has spread across much of the central United States in recent days. Throughout north-central parts of the country, this is a continuation of a cold, stormy, and early start to the winter of 2018. So early that over $3 billion worth of crops were covered under snow left in the ground in Canada. The kind of winter we've been anticipating as we enter the grand solar minimum. But it's not just the snows. Massive storms in Italy have taken more than 20 lives between lightning, falling trees, and incredible flooding like that we see here in Venice. The situation is being described as apocalyptic, and we'll need a century at least to return to normality. And yet, this is normal in the grand solar minimum. We see these new extremes everywhere. Hail, flooding, the resulting crop losses. But perhaps nowhere is the evidence of the shifting jet streams and the changing climate more pronounced than Australia, where, while the east half of Australia, roughly, suffered through the worst drought in a century, the west half literally has enjoyed, and I'm thrilled to report this, the best growing conditions in recent memory. They've shown record yields this season, and thank God for that. It would be an inaccurate oversimplification to say that crops are failing everywhere, but it is fair to say that modern agriculture, and hence our economy and our way of life, cannot endure given the losses we're sustaining. These losses are mounting around the world. Producers are reporting that they're feeling the squeeze in this last quarter. They've already announced that they will be raising prices further come 2019, underscoring the need to grow your own food, and certainly to have, as one commenter pointed out, I always talk about growing your own food. Absolutely, it's a given. You should be ramping up on your food storage if you've not already. I've got a link below to My Patriot Supply, which is a great place to start. Get some stored food and have it on hand. It's certainly more valuable than the fiat currency we have because, folks, we are certainly entering a world of food scarcity. And we must overcome, collectively, the notion that CO2 has anything to do with reality. The reality is that natural cycles are converging. Solar output is dropping precipitously. Prepare.